Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton.
I remember the anticipation, banished from the kitchen so my mom could bake and decorate my birthday cake. Just for me. My sisters would visit the kitchen and saunter by me in the basement saying, "Ooh, you're gonna love it." Then when the moment finally arrived, candles were lit and lights turned down, my family would start singing and my mom would carry the product of her day's efforts to the dinner table and place it in front of the salivating crowd. A ladybug, an owl, or my favorite of all time, a Barbie doll, surrounded by a gown made of cake and flowing ruffles of yellow and pink frosting. Here's the thing. My mom wasn't a professional baker. She was not a trained decorator. She was a fifth grade social studies teacher. And she paid attention to my interests. She made me feel special. As I grew up to have my own children, I learned just how much of a sacrifice it was to spend hours planning, baking, and creating the custom cake or cookie designs. I've attempted a turtle, a train, even droids, R2-D2 to be exact. I also learned the process is not always as fun as it looks in color-saturated photos online. In fact, doesn't it seem more fair for a decorator to include a photo of the kitchen sink, packed with bowls, crumbs, and crusty pans, alongside the perfectly coiffed cupcakes or fancy cookie bouquet? I recently chatted with Cindy Atkin, a professional cookie and cake decorator in Utah. The question she receives most often, why do you put so much time into something that is just going to be eaten? She spoke like an artist beholden but dedicated to her craft.
The medium of royal icing is so fun. I wish there was something else more lasting like it, because that's half the fun, is what royal icing can do, and the texture and dimension and the color is so much fun. If I could find something that would last that way, I would do it.
Cindy also spoke to how special occasion cookies and cakes can make events memorable, as well as fit within modern goals for sustainability.
It's that final touch that makes a party or an event special. And like if a little girl was having a unicorn party and at the end they got a unicorn cookie, half the time they play with it before they eat it. And then sometimes I tell people, this is the kind of thing for a minimalist because they can enjoy the beauty of it. I try to make mine taste really yummy, but then it's out of their life. They can take a picture and it's not filling up their home.
Cindy had words of advice for the home bakers among us, even those of us who question whether we should try it all, given the bar is often set so high in online offerings.
I think they can do it. There's a place for everyone. Just like piano, some people just want to learn enough to play a few simple songs and enjoy it with their family. And that can be done with cookies and bring their family lots of joy. And there's an element of creativity in all of us that needs expressing. And there is a learning curve to cookies. It's not something you can just sit down and do. But I tell my students, if you did the same things that we did in class tomorrow, you would be twice as good. There's some hands-on element, but then once they get consistency of icing, which really is the most important part, they can have a ball.
For anyone inspired to give cookie or cake decorating a go, Cindy offered some useful tips. The most important, don't do it all in one day or you won't have fun.
So bake the cookies one day, make the icing the next day, and the next day color it, and then you'll have a lot more fun. Also, if they do it at home, there are lots of tutorials online, and that's how I learned. And then you practice on people, and no one feels bad about it.
There are times my children hear the musical strains of Happy Birthday sitting in front of a store-bought cake or pie. And there are times they are the recipients of my imperfect, unpracticed attempt to make something special, just for them. As Cindy says, if it's something you enjoy, just go for it. It doesn't matter if the end result will garner social media attention. Your loved one will love it anyway. This is Jen Ashton for Bread and Butter.